time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
It was a historic weekend at the box office. One movie shattered box office records. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than 4 out of every 5 tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers Infinity War. At last count, Avengers Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a 3-hour movie.
Hours after being drafted by the New York Giants, a football player was shot and injured in Topeka, Kansas, that also left a Washburn University player dead. Police say Corey Ballantyne was involved in a shooting early Saturday and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The Giants released a statement saying they've spoken with Ballantyne, who was selected in the 6th round by the Giants, and he's recovering in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is once again time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We have Mike in the studio.
Ludwig is, I think that was a
Are you sure?
Ludwig sighting.
Are you sure?
Ludwig, what are you doing here? You'll make people think you're part of the team.
I know. I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea.
Miles, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm in shock.
I figured, you know. Now,
by the way, that was his shocked voice.
I know. That's prior to the Nest Cafe.
Oh, man. Listen, speaking of the gall of it, that's kind of true, right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Just the gall of it. Listen, folks, I gotta tell you, I'm reading an article from Fox News. Hillary Clinton says anyone other than Trump would have been indicted for obstruction. I gotta tell you, of all of the people in America, 330 million plus, the last person in the world that should be making such a trumpet is got to be Hillary Clinton.
She might want to sat this one out.
She might just want to sit down and shut up for a minute. 30,000 plus emails and checks from Russia, checks from Ukraine, checks from Saudi Arabia. This lady is a scoundrel. An absolute puke. I can't find another word. I'm sorry. She is scum.
Yeah.
She's the trailer trash. Nothing against folks in the trailers, by the way. She's exactly the kind of person that she ragged on when Billy over there got caught running. Miles, reel me in. This lady is disgusting and vile.
Well, and plus, I think there's an element of she still can't accept what happened.
No, she was just talking about it a few weeks ago.
She is just as delusional as the day is long.
She was absolutely the worst candidate they've put forward since Dukakis. And listen, most of them know it. They don't run around saying it, but they've got a whole bathtub full. There's a vision for you now. You got Mayor Pete. I'm watering it down today, folks. You got Mayor Pete. You got Spartacus. You got
Camilla.
But she's probably the best of the bunch. Miles is probably right about that. What you giving me that look for? What is
she's
that,
what's that about? She's so crooked. There's so much on her. I don't know how they're even.
Well, what do you give me an example? One lousy example.
She slept her way into the her first elected position.
Lude, do you think that the media is going to go anywhere near that?
Listen,
no, but the candidates will.
You're not old enough to remember Bill Clinton when the media and the left said his sex relationships are not part of the equation.
Really?
Now, when Trump made a sexual comment 15 years preceding, they acted holier than thou.
And Stormy Daniels and the playmate from Michigan and the divorces. It's all they've talked about with him.
Well, it's 100%. But listen, out of all of those folks, out of all of them, Carmella, all of them, they all got, for her, of all people in the world.
We know what she did.
Somebody must have painted her mirror where she can't see herself anymore.
Listen, if she had said, we should bleach bit our system and get rid of these emails, and they didn't do it, she didn't do anything wrong.
The hammers worked.
But if she'd have said, get some hammers, Miles, and hit the phones, and they didn't do it, she did nothing wrong.
Miles, what is bleach bit? Be specific. What is it, if you know?
I believe it's just a hunk of software that goes through and overwrites special characters over memory multiple times so that there are agencies within the government that can't unerase data and figure out what was actually sitting on the hard drives.
So someone used that software to wipe the hard drive clean, and then they beat the bejeebers out of it with hammers. Do I understand what happened?
Well, no, I think what's-her-face took the hammers, I thought, to the cell phone.
Yeah, it was the phones.
Was it cell phones?
Yeah.
BlackBerry.
So okay, we're going to destroy the BlackBerries. We're going to destroy the hard drives with a bleach bit. We're going to hide our server in a bathroom in Colorado. She's got money from everybody that they've accused Trump of having inappropriate campaign relationships with. She's taken, and I don't mean 50 bucks, folks.
Millions.
Millions of dollars. What did Billy Bob do? He got $500,000 for one speech from Russia.
Well, the Clinton Foundation did. He did it.
Listen, for these people, honest.
I just want to be accurate.
I don't want to trust me here. I've had the Clintons in my world my entire adult life watching politics. They are just the scourge. This isn't ideological. It's not partisan, by the way. There are Democrats that I actually like. I didn't agree with Tip O'Neill. I respected him. There are a lot of Democrats that I've got personal friends that I genuinely look up to.
Mm-hmm.
We don't agree on some issues. These two nitwits are the absolute scourge of the earth. They just are. They loathe anything that is righteous. I can't find other words. I can, but the FCC won't let me say them.
My point to that, though, was saying if she had said it and not did it, is what they're trying to accuse him on obstruction of. Is he told Lewandowski to get rid of Mueller or lighten up the prosecution on Flynn.
But he didn't tell him that.
But they never did it. He can talk all he wants. Everybody always has a knee-jerk reaction
right,
and says things that they don't mean. And then when they think through, they go, ah, we're not doing that.
But we've got to take, you're talking about Comey, right?
Tell Comey to ratchet it down on Flynn, right?
Go ahead. Straighten us out, Miles.
It's the guy that Nadler is setting the subpoena to come talk to Congress.
Mueller.
Well, this is the new one that he's doing.
That Gary Meehan or something like
that. Oh, yeah.
Apparently Trump's worried he's going to say stuff that wasn't in the report and could be a problem.
Well, that's what everyone's wanting.
Yeah.
But listen, the candidates on the left, Camilla, et cetera, they recognize that the impeachment process, if they decide to do it, cannot win. And, Miles, I got to correct us from yesterday. It is a supermajority, which is not 75. It's actually 67 in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a technical thing to correct us on.
Okay.
Having said that, it takes a regular majority in the House to advance the charges. And I don't think that they can pull it off in the House. Forget whether they can get the Senate or not.
Well, they keep talking about needing the Republicans to move over. I think they're going to lose Democrats on this. There's a lot of Democrats that won in Trump areas, and they may realize they're still – he may win in their district, sure. But they can still win.
And that's part of the split that's going on within the Democratic House caucus.
Some of them are using this to win their district.
Absolutely.
And some can use it to lose it.
What's that, Miles?
Yeah, but Lou, don't underestimate the never-Trumpers that are still in the Republican Party.
Well, I think that's true. You're seeing a handful of them.
But they still have to like America. And this, I've been thinking about this through all this, and I haven't been here, obviously, to talk about it. But since I can remember, we've talked about impeachment. I don't remember Reagan if they ever talked about it. But Clinton got impeached. Bush, they talked about it. They pushed for it. Obama, people pushed for it. Now, every time somebody's side doesn't win the election, we talk about impeachment, and as long as they're in the office, why? This has got to stop.
So it's what I said in the last 60-second piece. Have we gotten to the point where we no longer want a peaceful transfer of power, where we no longer accept the results of an election?
Half of us do.
Well, but to your point, it's been that way on either side.
Yes.
So it's not just that half. I listen, folks, we've got to be honest here.
Well, I'm not just saying our half.
We've heard that all the way through the Obama administration.
I think there's Democrats that don't want impeachment either.
The ones.
There's a lot of them. I mean,
the ones that are worried about their seat.
No, I'm talking about like the voter, the average everyday Democrat. I don't think all of them want impeachment.
Okay.
They may not want him in office, but I don't think they want to go through impeachment. That's embarrassing for this country.
I don't think they see it that way anymore.
Right.
It used to be politics at the water's edge and all that.
Yeah.
You've got the Clintons and others overseas just being as disparaging as they can get.
Yeah, we still got Kerry and Obama going over there with the apology tour. Continuing it.
Listen, Kerry's in my notes today. He's got a special place in my heart for common sense.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any. So listen, on that, folks, we've got to go away, but we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
A perfect day to fish.
It's cold but sunny.
Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Yes, Lud is in the studio.
Ludwig von Wiedendorski blessed us with his presence.
Yep.
I'm sorry, everybody.
That's why, if you look at the listenership, it like went up 300%.
When you were gone.
No, just today.
You think word is spreading on social media?
Oh, big time.
Ludwig is in the studio.
I should post on my page, if you haven't liked it yet, Ludwig van Wiedendorski on Facebook.
For all 10 of the people on your page.
There's not many. That's why I got to self-promote.
All right, Miles. A big storm for the Trump haters, because everything that they thought they were going to do for the last 2 years has turned to brown stuff in their hands.
Well, but the one pushback I have around that, the media is never going to let any of this out.
What do you mean by that? Tell me. Let the folks.
The media is going to talk about the Mueller report.
Right.
Not that the jobless rate is down to where it was in 1969.
Right. And the media talks about the Mueller report as if it vindicates everything that the media has said for 2 years. And to the folks that are just soundbite driven, they probably believe that. When in reality, the Mueller report says absolutely the opposite of that. It's a phenomenon. Our culture, so forget the media and all that stuff. Our culture has become a phenomenon, in my opinion. All right, let's move away, because these people bore the bejeebers out of me. New York State tax revenues. I can't get through without giggling. New York State tax revenues plummet by $3.7 billion. Miles Bauer, how in the world could that happen?
Yeah, I mean, let's see. If everybody moves out of New York, what happens to the revenue base?
It's always been a phenomenon to me. I watched it in Michigan also. Population went down during the Jennifer Granholm era because people had to get a job. They went somewhere else. And here's the phenomena part about that, is that as the population dropped significantly, by the way, the needs of the folks went up. So they needed more tax, as if somehow the individual needs of everybody went up as the population dropped. I thought, wait a minute, it seems like our basic care per citizen, that's how I was doing the math at the time, would go down when the population shrunk. But the reality of it is that they've put like a donkey tail on the wall. They've put a number on the wall, and they don't care whether there's 10 people or 1,000 people. They're going to collect that number, period. And it's damn the torpedoes full speed ahead once they've got a number in their brain. Is that true, Ludwig von Wiedendorski?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's phenomenon to me, because they know, and we say this probably once a month, but it's so obvious. JFK, he lowered tax.
Yeah.
JFK could be said that he did Reaganomics. I'm sorry, Democrats, but hang on. When he did that, the revenue to the federal coffers went up.
When hasn't it?
When the screwballs on the left raised the percentage of tax, the revenue to the federal coffers went down. It is predictable as rain. Now, they'll say, this is my favorite part, the Hair on Fire Committee, Republicans always drive up the deficit whenever they're in office. No, it's because you morons keep spending money like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why is that? That's not a riddle. If you got 20 bucks and you spend 40, you now have a deficit. Why is that a riddle to these
people? Well, not if you can explain the difference of the 20 according to Common Core math.
You should just explain it.
Yeah.
I got some explaining.
You just got to write out a paragraph and it no longer exists.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
How 20 equals 40.
20 could be equal 40 if I write a paragraph after.
No wonder they put Common Core. We just figured out that's why they put Common Core in. They don't want people to understand how a deficit occurs because they can explain it.
Print more. AOC's answer, print more. Just print more. It'll be okay. Just print more.
That's like what I said to my parents. I was like, I think I was like 6 or 7. And I asked them to get something. Like, we don't have the money. I said, just write a check. Because I didn't know that, you know, what a check. I thought check, you know, write a check. It's fine. Didn't realize that, you know, you had the money in the bank to cover the check. I'm 6. That's what the government's like. But the problem with New York State is it's not the everyday middle class, lower class, middle income, lower income people leaving. It's all the high earners and high wealth individuals are leaving. And it's killing the middle income and down because they're the ones that are getting the taxes increased on them. I don't know why they're not able to see the writing on the wall and change their government.
I'm getting messages. Ludwig has 40 likes on his Ludwig page.
I'm with the 40?
Yep.
Tell whoever that is to share it and invite all their friends. If we get to 100, I'll give you a shout-out.
Ludwig von Wiedendorski's Facebook page.
Yeah. For the 100th person, I'll give you a shout-out.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I don't know. To me, it's all the old fuzzy math stuff.
Yeah, but this is hurting the middle income earners and down.
It's hurting the poor folks.
Yes.
It's hurting the folks that they – I say this once a week. I know I get it. But it's hurting the exact people that they say that they're there to protect.
Yep.
I got to correct myself because they don't say that anymore. Now they say that they're there to protect the identity crisis people.
Yeah.
They're not really there for the poor folks anymore.
If you're a white woman or you're black, you're no longer worried about it's now the illegals and the transgenders.
They're wanting to create more protected classes. So it's no longer trying to help the downtrodden and the poor folks.
Yep.
And that's clear in their policy because, to your point, that's exactly who's...
Well, they got their hooks in them already because they give them so much they can't get off the system. So if they vote them out, they use that fear tactic. Well, if you get rid of us, they'll take away your safety net. Well, it's not a safety net. It's your collar. It's your leash. We can't let you off of it.
How does the federal government, Miles, how does the federal government, Trump or anybody else, have the authority to dump 1,600 migrants in a New Mexico city? I don't, and by the way, it's not rhetorical, because I know we talked last week about whether Trump should bust these folks to sanctuary cities. I get all of that, so I'm not pretending that dialogue didn't happen. But if you're here from a foreign country illegally, it seems to me that the only authority our government would have would be to deport you, not to take you to some city in New Mexico. Go ahead.
This is the whole catch-and-release problem with the current government. If you are from one of the contiguous countries, this is the whole catch and release.
We should release you on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, in other words, we have to release you while you're waiting your court date.
We know we're never going to see you again. Right. Listen, this town, this little town, it's a small community, and it's way smaller than Grand Rapids, where we're broadcasting from. And it's driven up their cost for humanitarian assistance through the roof. And it's our Federal Border Patrol officers, ours, that have taken these people, 1,600 of them, and dumped them off in this town.
Why aren't we sending this bill to the country they came from that's socialist?
But that's not, hang on, that's not releasing these folks. And I think that the concept of catch and release is idiocy on steroids.
No other country does that.
I think it's absolute insanity. But that's not even what these people did.
Yeah.
They loaded them on a bus and drove them to a particular target city and dumped them off. Listen, I don't think that's fair to the city, to the taxpayers of that city. And by the way, I don't even necessarily believe it's fair to the illegal foreign insurgency. Yes, I did say that.
Yeah, but Mike, why won't the Congress, whether it was a Republican majority or a Democrat majority, I mean, this is the whole reason why Great Britain, why London can't get Brexit going, is the same reason the ruling class in Washington doesn't want to fix this.
Do you think it's that they don't want to fix this problem or because they've become dysfunctional?
They just don't even want to fix it.
So do you think both sides of the aisle think it's okay the way it is? We're not going to do any repair. It doesn't need a repair. And I'm not trying to be flippant. I don't get it.
The same as, does it really take 3 years to come up with a plan to get out of the EU?
Good point. So you're seeing parallels between what's going on there and what's going on here.
All I'm saying is the ruling class is the ruling class, and it doesn't matter what flyover country wants. Okay, the ruling class are only going to do what the ruling class is going to allow to be done.
Listen, I think you're right. We've got to go to a break, though, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to new numbers from Customs and Border Patrol, there's a new surge of families trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Acting Deputy Director of ICE, Matt Elbin, says human traffickers are capitalizing on the recent surge of migrants trying to get into the United States.
Our first and primary goal is the safety and security of these children. These children are being victimized. We know they're being trafficked. We know they're being recycled and sent back across the border numerous times, be rented by these cartels and by these organizations.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is facing shareholders for the first time since two deadly crashes forced a grounding of the aviation giant's 737 MAX jetliners.
We recognize the devastation to the families and friends of the passengers and crew members and extend our deepest sympathies to all of them.
Muilenburg also tells investors in Chicago they can have confidence in the future of Boeing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You ought to take a look there at your next opportunity, RenegadeRiver.com.
More profound brilliance on the part of Brian Thomas.
Yes, once again, I had Wheaties this morning.
There you go. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Listen, let's change gears, guys. I'm reading about this Maryland Governor Hogan. Says he's seriously mulling presidential run. Criticizes Trump's very disturbing behavior. And I said, my note, we sure have a lot of John Kasich types in our party. Because we just talked about, what's the other screwball's name?
William Wells, right?
Yeah, so you got Wells and you got Hogan. And so, listen, I read on that, and the whole time I'm reading this article, by the way, folks, it's from thebaltimoresun.com, but you can find it everywhere. I used both Google, and then I wanted to be told the truth, so I went to duckduckgo.com. I read it all over the place. He's really, really, really thinking about it. And then I went to thegallup.com because I wanted to find out what Trump's current support is with the Republican base. He's at 89%. That's been hovering in the 90-ish, low 90s, high 80s, as consistent as clockwork for a very long time. So I'm asking myself, self, what are these two nitwits seeing that I'm not seeing? Miles, you are the resident Trumpublican. What say you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been a hard couple of years for the Never Trumpers.
So they're going to strike out on their own and say, it's been so tough. We know that 9 out of 10 Republicans support him. But because we're never, ever, ever's anything, we're going to jump in.
Money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, think about it. They were told for the last couple of years by MSNBC and CNN every day that the Mueller report was going to do Trump in.
Wait a minute, Miles Bauer. Do you think that these Republicans are sitting around watching PMSNBC? Do you think they're sitting there watching screwball Rachel Maddow?
Oh, yeah.
Smoking Joe? Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Ludwig, you were very pessimistic. That was a very negative thing for you to say. You think it's about what?
It's all about money.
Money?
Yeah.
How's the money get in the game?
Because all of a sudden you got a book deal. Anything you raise, if you stop, is yours. So if they raise $10 million, $50 million, and they only spend $1 million, they keep the rest.
We need to make sure that you're right on that. I don't know the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission.
What, do you give it back?
I don't know that.
No,
maybe what
it.
They can do. I don't know that they keep it. I think that they can invest it into other federal-level races. So if they've got somebody running for the U.S. Senate, they can make themselves a hero with that money.
I
don't think that they can go to Denny's and buy a big breakfast for everybody.
Well, they can use that with campaign funds. It's a campaign meeting.
Okay. So you think it's about the dough.
It's all about money.
I do agree with the book deals and speaking engagements.
Yeah.
It definitely kicks their value up. So if you're Acme widget maker, and you want to have a big guest speaker for your annual powwow, what better way to do it than to have a former presidential level candidate?
Yes.
Even though he got shellacked. But look,
does Trump even campaign? Does he even campaign against these guys? Does he spend a dime?
I don't know. Listen, Trump is a rallying machine.
Yeah.
He is. He's truly. I think he loves it. And by the way, Miles, to your point all along, I think he revels in this battle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a brawler. He said that. I'm a street fighter. He's a brawler.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a New York City businessman. He has to be.
If everything was smooth and everyone loved him, I think he'd be going to hell.
What did I do wrong?
This is terrible.
If he, he'd be going, what did I do wrong?
Yeah. He'd say, wow, even I'm watching Rachel Maddow. This is bad.
She likes me? Oh, my gosh. What did I do?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Listen, let's change gears again because some of the stuff I just can't stop myself with. Rivals are scrambling to dig up dirt on Pete Buttigieg, who I then said Mayor Buttplug Uncorked. This guy, what was that about?
I thought you weren't going
to
say it.
I lied to myself. I couldn't stop
myself.
Yeah,
you had to. Okay.
I couldn't stop. This guy's surging.
He's in third.
He's surging.
Third.
So Buttplug is surging. This guy. This guy.
Right, if he gets a nomination, I have the best campaign I will make money off his campaign.
You're going to help him?
I'm going to make money off his campaign.
Yeah, you think he's going to win?
In fact, I should do it now.
Miles,
no, because I don't think he'll win.
You still think? Miles, are you still with Camilla?
Yep.
Well, you know what?
Yep.
Nobody thought Clinton would be the nominee.
Who?
Clinton. Bill. Nobody thought that Obama would be the nominee.
You say this stuff like you were there.
I was.
For Clinton?
Yes.
How old were you when Clinton was nominated? Like four?
11? 12? Man, my dad's been in politics my whole life. I mean,
yep.
I remember watching Reagan as a little boy
yep.
on TV. It was either CNN or Weather Channel. It's all my dad watched. So I'm very well aware of, especially from, I remember one of my parents for them to vote for Bush won. But he wasn't supposed to be the nominee. Neither was Obama.
So you think Buttigieg is going to win the nomination?
I never say never.
Do you see that?
I don't think it's who they think it'll be.
Did you see that Uncle Joe is throwing his hat in tomorrow?
I'm a little shocked he's still doing it.
I am too. Miles, when you look at the landscape for that, I shouldn't be so snarky with Buttigieg. I apologize to those I offended. Miles, what was that look about?
Don't apologize.
You got to be civil about it.
They're offended. So what? I'm offended they're offended. Apologize me for being offended by being offended that they're offended that you offended them.
Miles, how come you're sticking with Carmella? What are you seeing in her that I'm not seeing?
I'm thinking with the identity politics, she hits the female button and she hits the person of color button.
I can tell you that I know a lot of women who said they will never, ever, ever vote for a woman president.
But that the numbers are very small. You've mentioned that before. Help me with something. Folks, I'm not being rhetorical now. I was doing snarky fun with Buttigieg, and I apologize. But when I look at Camilla, I don't see a person of color. How is it that I don't get that? She's very light-skinned. There's nothing that she does or appears that causes me to believe that. How come when a person has got mixed race, they're always a person of color? How is that?
Hey, I didn't create that. I'm just saying
if you have if you've got a black father and a white mother, you're a black person. Why not you're a white person? Why not you're a little bit of both and life is good? I don't understand how we automatically say, not you, Miles. I'm not trying to lecture you. Please don't misunderstand. Yeah. But I don't know how we automatically say that person's a person of color. They got 15 white people in their immediate tree. Of heritage, and they got one black person. They're a black person. It's like Pocahontas is an Indian. Stop.
If white privilege existed, why would you not claim to be white?
What are you trying to say, Ludwig?
Because white privilege is a joke. It doesn't exist. So when, like a Colin Kaepernick saying, I'm oppressed. I'm like, dude, you are mixed race. You were then adopted by a high-income white family. And that story was played through and through when he was in the Super Bowl as a star quarterback. The moment he became a bench warmer, it was, I'm an oppressed black man.
Listen, Obama told the truth. In one of his books, and I couldn't even do a good job at paraphrasing it, but the bottom line was he noticed that he could go further by playing the race card.
Yes.
Not his words, but that's in effect what he said. He talked about making a decision about whether to be which path to take.
Yeah.
And immediately recognized that that path was the better of the two in terms of advancing himself. And listen, I'm the guy that says, oh, no, we are all supposed to be U.S. citizens. Those things they're not even secondary in my book.
Why do you think Buttigieg or whatever his name is pushing that he's gay? Because as a white male, he doesn't make it.
Boot Edge Edge. I've always got to work with
Boot Edge Edge.
I always got to work with you on these people's name pronunciations.
I don't even care. But
how long?
He's pushing that he's gay because he's a white male, and a white male would be pushed out of the race.
15.
Why did Dana Nessel push she was a lesbian? Because it's how it got her support. Because we got to support the lesbian, not the best qualified candidate.
You think that's what it?
Yes.
Listen, I think Michigan messed up on that because Tom Leonard's a great guy.
Yeah.
Folks, we've got to go to a break. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid, invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And yes, this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We still have Mike here, as usual.
Oh, yeah.
Lude is in the studio. Miles on the other on the line, and we're still not done yet. So
No.
We're going to pick up where we left off.
Listen, the other day on Lennon's birthday, I got a little bit going on a rant about global warming. And part of what I stumbled on, I didn't have enough time the other day to share, and I wanted to share it. I'm reading from the WesternJournal.com. I didn't read it. I watched it. I won't bore you folks with playing it. But it's a video of John Effing Kerry that served in Vietnam and got a hangnail and wrote his own request for a Purple Heart, just to be specific about which guy I'm talking about. He's the guy that then threw his awards over the fence at the White House. He's a real peach. So in 2009, Kerry said Arctic could be ice-free. This was 2009. I got to say that part again.
2009?
2009.
Okay, 10 years ago.
Arctic could be ice-free in 4 years.
Well, I'm going to the new island up there.
Down to the new island? You're going to go on vacation?
Yeah, there's a new beach resort.
Is there? Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. You're going to stay there, we hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm moving down there.
So listen, here's the fun part. Raising taxes and creating crazy regulations didn't help him with his prediction. Maybe we should try lowering tax and lowering regulation.
No, that would enhance capitalism. Capitalism is the core cause of global warming.
But listen, but were they wrong on that? Because I knew you'd say that. I knew you'd say it. If regular folks, people like, I was going to say you and me, but now I don't want to lie to the folks.
I know you're not regular.
If regular folks had access to more of the wages that they've earned, they could invest in alternative forms of energy without having the government do it with that dreaded 87% administrative fee. Remember every time the government takes in 87 cents of it, is every dollar, 87 cents is blown, absolutely peed away. And I can say that. So here's the fun part. If the folks that wanted to do this still had their entire dollar, maybe there'd be more alternative energies. Because I'm not against alternative energies.
No, if they're efficient and effective, we have to find anything.
Now
like
you're
that.
Getting crazy about efficient and effective. That was over the top.
Well, that's the two cores of management. And I think they're important. Listen, the average everyday person can't buy a Tesla. The only electric vehicle that is actually sustainable right now.
That's the one that keeps running into stuff?
Well, if you let it drive itself and watch a Harry Potter movie.
No. But remember, that's the coal-powered car.
Yeah, that's the best part. They plug their car in to an energy source to charge it, and you go, well, where'd that charge come from? Well, the power plant. Well, what charged that? Coal. Okay, so you just admitted what the equivalent of 10 to 100 different cars for your one?
Right.
Says here, the reason we have a global warming crisis is because crisis sells. There is the gospel truth.
Al Gore's a billionaire over this.
But listen, it's easy sell. It goes back to the analogy I've used back in the 70s when they wouldn't allow subliminal advertising anymore. And I can't remember which whiskey company it was. It doesn't make a difference. The back of a magazine, you'd be looking at a bottle of whiskey. Sitting beside it was an ice glass, a tumbler with ice cubes in it. And what your eyes didn't tell you they were seeing was in the ice cubes was skull and crossbones.
Mm-hmm.
It's because human nature is drawn to be alarmed. Its attention is drawn to negative. Global warming sells, period. Everything else is poppycock. Now I'm reading from Cato.org, and it's a global warming apocalypses that didn't happen list. I won't go over them because it would take three hours.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, it would take too long, but wow. Wow. And folks buy right into it.
I've been hearing about a global climate crisis since I was a kid. First it was the ozone layer.
1922. When they wrote the article, it sounded like Igor wrote it.
Yeah.
And then you'd be amazed, folks, because I'm looking at DuckDuckGo.com the other night for these kind of articles. You'd be stunned to see how many libs wrote to, is it Snopes or Snoops?
Snopes.
To ask if this article was real. And of course it was real.
This is how you know it's about
nonsense, but it was real.
If it's about the environment, not money, when we make an agreement with China, or like in the Paris Accords, we had to do immediate reductions. Everybody else, like China, was by like 2050, it had to have a 12% reduction. If this was really about the Earth, you wouldn't accept a deal that allows them to have 30 plus years to go only down by 12%, but us do an immediate reduction. That's not a deal.
So if it were a crisis and the world was going to end in 12 years, we'd do more about it than talk on stage?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
And we would take more action in a deal-making process that the other people we're making the deal with actually do the same thing we are immediately, not 30 years down the road, do 12%, and our costs go way through the roof because our manufacturing has to be now regulated higher, new programs, new equipment, everything.
Speaking of insane lies. Speaking of insane lies, Chicago's pension funds looking more like a collapsing Ponzi scheme. Miles, say that can't be true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is not only occurring at the local level, but also at the state level. All of the pension funds are running out of gas because the politicians have borrowed heavily from them, and everybody is leaving the state.
And overpromised with them.
Right, and then the Constitution doesn't allow any modification to the pension.
Are you talking about your state constitution,
right,
in Illinois? Okay.
Right. So every time the legislators want to try to go in there and figure out something, the state Supreme Court shoots it down.
Whenever we talk about federal debt, I rarely can stop myself from getting into the fact that Illinois owes billions, folks, even on a local municipality level. You'd be aghast as to how many local municipalities here in West Michigan that have unfunded pensions. But we never seem to do an accumulative math on that and throw it into the total debt. So what happens, and by the way, I can give you an exacting analogy. Back in the 70s, Pontiac City Police Department accepted significantly lower incomes than most of their peers in the state of Michigan, and they did it because they wanted a greater pension in the end. And then the city blew the money. So they worked for less than half. I can make the comparison. Norton Shores Police at the time versus City of Pontiac Police. Norton Shores made double. They were the envy of Michigan. Pontiac, on the other end, took their money in the form of a higher pension. Money's gone.
Economics would tell you not to do that.
Well, but listen, they thought it was a sure path to comfort in their after you ride around in a cop car for 30 years. You're probably not going to be in great shape and wanted to be able to hit Easy Street.
Is Pontiac more of a left-leaning, right-leaning, middle-type city?
Oh, no.
When you were there.
It's crazy left and it's worse now.
Okay, well, that makes sense why they think that. They want the government to take care of them because...
Are you saying leftists don't have a calculator?
Yeah, they don't know math. Because the dollar today is not worth the same dollar tomorrow. So if I take that money today and take the half of wages I was going to get, invest it at an average of 10 to 12%, over the next every 20-year period,
but that's why I resent. Money. That's why I resent Social Security so much.
Yes,
they glom my money by force. They say, "Don't worry about it. We're going to blow it, and there'll be something left when you get there."
Well, the newest article, that's going to be depleted.
I would have been. Yeah, I saw that. I would have been better off if I took the money they've extorted from me. Goes back to when I was working at Zips Ice Cream in 1974 as a too young to work person. They started collecting money. If I had taken that money and buried it in the backyard in a fruit jar, I would have been better off. If I would have went to the lowest, nastiest, cheapest, rottenest passbook savings account, I'd be better off.
Yeah. You'll at least get it.
Instead, I've loaned the government my wages.
Loaned. They extorted. This is a Ponzi scheme.
They did it against force.
They're taking my money I'm not going to get and give it to somebody else.
Right. If you don't pay it, they'll incarcerate you.
Yeah.
And so the threat of being incarcerated is what makes it extortion.
Yes.
And then they blow it. They spend it on other things. And the money's gone. And they did it all out against my will. So forget what they do with the money. Let's just say it truly was in a lockbox. It's my money to put in my lockbox.
Yep.
Well, Mike, you would have blown it, and we're taking care of you. I don't want you to take care of me. Get out of my world.
Yeah. Let me figure out a way to take care of myself. It's mine. I earned it. You did not.
Right. But they need to give it to somebody else that earned it. Well, didn't earn it.
Well, they earned it by being born here? I mean, you don't have to be born here anymore. You can just show up and walk across the border and get it.
We've done multiple articles, Miles and I have, in your absence, about illegals getting access to our social financial network. Listen, all of these things absolutely enrage me. Unfunded pensions, they extort my wages for Social Security. That I'm very, if I die, my wife gets $255.
Ooh.
That stuff it throws me off the edge.
I'd get it all in pennies and laid across the bed.
It's grossly insulting. And people on our side of the aisle, if you say stop that, oh no. People on our side have come to believe that that's a good program. Folks, it's idiocy on steroids. Listen, with that, we are out of time. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. Folks, thank you mostly. I appreciate you very much, and we'll see you as absolutely as soon as we can. Have a great day.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man suspected of the weekend shooting at a synagogue in California is in custody, but the community is still searching for answers. Rabbi Yisroel Goldenstein shares a conversation he had with President Trump.
He shared with me condolences on behalf of the United States of America, and we spoke about the moment of silence, and he spoke about his love of peace and Judaism and Israel, and he was just so comforting that I'm really grateful to our president for taking the time and making that effort to share with us his comfort and consolation.
Rabbi Goldstein was injured during the attack, and the funeral for Lori Kay, who died during the attack, is taking place today. Former Vice President Joe Biden will hold his first campaign event in Pittsburgh after officially declaring his candidacy for the Democratic ticket in the race to the 2020 White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, girl, won't you stop?